You are back with The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. Lots of attention around the first shipments of the COVID-19 vaccine here in the islands. The military's Tripler Hospital is scheduled to receive its first doses today. Kaiser Permanente, which has a presence across the islands, will see its first shipment tomorrow. This morning, we talk with Andrew Giles, the assistant hospital administrator who is leading Kaiser's COVID emergency response. He shares with us the latest on the planned arrival of vaccines for Kaiser's facilities across Hawaii.
So we're very excited. We will be receiving our first tray of vaccine through the Department of Health. We're expecting a little under 1,000 doses of vaccine, which should be arriving tomorrow. And we'll go right into our ultra-cold freezer. So we recently purchased a freezer that can hold up to an astounding 200,000 doses of vaccine. So we're happy to have that. We'll use the medical center, the hospital here in Moanalua, as our home base, if you will, to receive that vaccine. We'll start our program on Thursday morning. We have some of our frontline staff that are working in the various COVID units up on deck to receive the vaccine. And over the coming weeks and months, we'll use the hospital as the home base, like I mentioned, and ship that vaccine out to our various clinic sites to help vaccinate our staff at the clinic and ultimately to the community at large. We have 8 registered vaccine administration sites across the 4 islands, and so we have a pretty robust framework in order to get this vaccine out to the people.
We do have a large listener base on the neighbor islands. Can you break down, the logistics? What are the challenges that are involved?
Sure, absolutely. And we're following the Department of Health lead here for a few of these items. So there is 2 vaccines that should be available here. So one, of course, is the Pfizer vaccine, which we already received the FDA approval, which we'll be receiving tomorrow. But there's a second vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, which has a little bit less restrictive shipping requirement. It doesn't have that ultra-cold freezer requirement. And so that should be receiving FDA approval hopefully this Thursday. And so once we receive that approval, that will likely be the vaccine that will be shipped to the outer island just based on those ultra-cold requirements. But that's to be worked out with the Department of Health. So we're very eager to get the vaccine out to those folks as well. And we should be able to do that here within the next week or two.
And so what is Kaiser staff across the state?
So the Kaiser staff that would be receiving the vaccine, so the first phase is going to be those that are direct healthcare workers. And actually, because we are receiving an ultra-fine amount, we're receiving just one tray of vaccine. We have really about 4,000 frontline healthcare workers, but we're only receiving 975 this first go-around tomorrow. So we've whittled that down to really those that are at the highest risk here at the hospital, those that are working in our ERs, ICUs, things of that nature, where they're really in close proximity to those that could be known COVID patients. So we're prioritizing those folks, as well as our frontline housekeepers, those that the support staff that are really vital to the operation. And once we vaccinate a majority of the hospital staff, then move to the clinics and the rest of our employees across the island.
And what about for patients?
So patients, that's a great question. So we're following the Department of Health plan here. So phase 1A is going to be those direct healthcare workers, like I mentioned. There's a fair amount, just given Hawaii and our dependence on a variety of business sectors, there's a fair amount of patients or Kaiser members, for example, that would fall into phase 1B, which is the essential workers defined by the government. So I think we'll catch a fair amount of our patients and members in phase 1B, which is those essential workers. Phase 1C is then the high-risk adults. Those that are high risk have various comorbidities or health conditions, or if you're over at 65. So that first phase should go fairly quickly. The vast majority, those that are not in phase 1, would be phase 2, and that's the community at large. And it really depends on the allocation that we receive, but we're probably looking a month or two out, probably early spring.
Okay, for the members, the general members?
For the vast population throughout the island.
Do you see administering the vaccine to patients that are already, hospitalized in your care?
That's a great question. So that's being worked out currently. What's known at this moment is those that are in skilled nursing facilities or congregate living facilities are at the highest risk. So there may be scenarios where a patient is admitted to the hospital and is discharged to a skilled nursing facility. That would be an applicable scenario based on the guidelines where we would vaccinate here at the hospital potentially, and then they would move over to a skilled nursing facility. Currently, there's no plans to vaccinate all inpatients, but that, again, is being worked out based on allocation, and we'll work with our clinical ethicists and others within the Department of Health to prioritize.
And I'm not sure, what types of patients that have been maybe a part of a trial, because if you've got, an issue with the disease, how does that work with the vaccine?
Sure. So there is, if you're referring to contraindications, there is the government and the FDA have listed some contraindications. So those that, have severe comorbidities, those that have had a history of allergic reactions to vaccines or other therapies, those are some individuals that may, be in the hospital for other reasons currently. But it's important that, if you have those types of conditions, we speak to a healthcare provider and they will work very closely with you to let you know if you're a good candidate for these vaccines.
So then as far as actually inoculating the hospital staff here on Oahu, what would the timetable be if you get the vaccines on Wednesday?
So if we get the vaccines on Wednesday, we're hoping to, by the end of the year, to get the majority of the hospital staff vaccinated. We're working very closely. We can do several hundred staff per day. We have, pretty robust framework to be able to do that. So we're open for business. We hope we get great participation, and we're ready to start this on Thursday.
And have you taken a survey of your members of what percentage would be willing to do this with no problem?
That's a great question. So we haven't done a formal survey. We've been doing a lot of outreach and education, going to department meetings, having our physician partners as well there to help cascade the good word on the vaccine. We don't have a firm number. It's somewhere between 70% and 90% we're expecting to be able to vaccinate. Certainly, if you're pregnant or, like I mentioned, there's some other contraindications, those individuals won't be good candidates for a vaccine. But there is some good buzz going around that we're expecting to turn out on Thursday.
Okay. Well, are you already lined up to get yours?
Yes, that's another great question. So I am. I'm very anxious. We are following the DOH and CDC guidelines very closely. And because I am in management and not a direct patient care worker, I want to be respectful of the process. We're allowing those that truly work directly with COVID patients to be those first in line. But we'll work very quickly through those various phases, and I'm hoping within the next week or two I'll be able to get my shot.
Okay. All right. Well, we will keep our fingers crossed for everybody that, the structure of actually getting those trays and those doses out to the individual islands goes off without a hitch.
No, I just think for the listeners out there that, we really need to rely on the medical professionals here. If we take a hard look at the data, certainly this is a safe and efficacious vaccine. There may be some slight side effects in folks, but having kind of been around in the hospital and seeing some of the tragedies that have unfolded with COVID-19, this vaccine is definitely something that's going to be a historical moment. And we really encourage everyone to take a hard look at the data and get your vaccine when it's time to do so.
That was Andrew Giles, Assistant Administrator and Lead for Kaiser's COVID-19 Emergency Operations Center, talking about the plan to dispatch the vaccines to its clinics across the state.